This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with our study, which we have been engaged in the past 2 times, based on Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, in which the writer says in verse 13, "But exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Based upon that passage, we have been suggesting that sin wears a mask. It wears a mask of what it isn't. It wears a mask of truth, but it's a monstrous lie. It wears a mask of beauty, but it's hideously ugly. It wears a mask of happiness, that is, of bringing us happiness, whereas it brings only degradation and sorrow. It wears a mask of being a servant, whereas it becomes a master. I'm sure that no one ever took the first drink of alcoholic beverages with the idea in mind that he was going to become an alcoholic, that he would some days be so addicted to alcohol that he would be willing to sell his very soul, to give up his wife and his children, his home and his automobile, or anything that he might have in order just to get another drink, and to wind up lying in the gutter in a drunken stupor. I myself have known men of great talent and great ability, men who rose high in government circles, in business circles, educational circles, even in religious circles, who began to dabble with alcohol, no doubt thinking, as it appeared to them, to wear the mask, or at least being a servant to them, only to find that it became their master, so that they could not control themselves any longer. They simply had to have another drink, or they simply had to have a shot of some kind of drugs. But sin wears a mask of being a servant, whereas it actually turns out to be a master to ruin your life. In the 5th place, I point out today that sin wears a mask of mockery. And by that I mean it cries out, "You can mock God." You know, the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap, if you faint not." Now, what is he meaning here when he says God is not mocked? It means simply you cannot turn up your nose at God. You cannot make things turn out other than how God said they would. You know, in the very opening chapter of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11, the Lord God made clear that every seed brings forth after its kind. Now, if you can take a watermelon seed and make an orange tree grow from it, then it can be said of you that you have mocked God, because God said that a watermelon seed will bring forth a watermelon if indeed it brings forth anything at all. If you can take 2 pigs and bring about a result of a horse or even of a human being, then it certainly can be said of you that you have mocked God, because God has made clear that the union of 2 hogs will result in a hog if indeed it results in anything at all. And yet, sin tells us that we can mock God, but God tells us that we cannot. If you live a life of sowing to the flesh, if you live a life of sin, then you will reap a harvest of corruption. That means a harvest of sorrow, of unhappiness, of degradation in this life, and in the world to come, it means you will reap the result of being cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, as we read about in Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15. The people in Noah's day no doubt thought they could mock God. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2 that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. But how many people listened to his preaching? Here he was, a faithful servant of God, giving God's message to the world. And yet no one, absolutely no one, listened to him except his own family. His wife, his 3 sons, and their wives. And only they, those 8 people, were saved through the flood. My friends, you cannot mock God. Be careful lest today your heart be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.